Hey, it's Bob Stauffer. I just wanted to let you know that you can listen to Oilers Now ad-free on Amazon Music, included with Prime.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Oilers Now with Bob Stauffer. Weekdays at noon on Oilers Radio. 630 Chad.
630 Chad and the Edmonton Oilers Hockey Club present the show that is everything Oilers. Oilers Now with Bob Stauffer.
Brought to you by Digitex. Office supplies at huge savings.
Yeah, Digitex does that.
Digitex.ca on Oilers Radio. 630 Chad.
Hour number two of Oilers Now. Bob Stauffer with you. 105 in Edmonton. This is Oilers Now. Brought to you by our title sponsor, Digitex. Buy or lease your next office network printer from the Digitex.ca e-commerce store. No need to spend your valuable time meeting with door-to-door sales reps. Your all-in-one convenient location is Digitex.ca. Digitex.ca, Alberta's number one owned and operated place to buy office technology as well as software, IT, and supplies. Now, you can text us on our Heartland Ford text line at 630-630. Heartland Ford. The great Gretzky, Mike Gretzky, out of Heartland Ford now. And they've got Heartland Wholesale and RV. Griff Jarvis there. They'll look after you. Quick update. Spoiler. I don't think. Do we have to put a spoiler alert on the United States versus France? Women's World Cup. Quarterfinal game. The Americans have scored. Brendan, this American team, if they were men, the amount of criticism, other than from their own president, which is quite ironic, this is a very strong-minded, opinionated group of athletes, aren't they? It's incredible. You want to turn? I can't hear a word he's saying. What's going on here?
There we go. Now you can hear me. My thoughts aren't that valuable anyway. Just kidding.
You're doing a great job of being a mime there, or you didn't want to go down that path.
No. I'm saying that they're so hard done by, and I understand that they've done a great job in fighting for gender equality issues, but not everything has to be taken with a chip on their shoulder, but it is. So, yeah. You know what? It results in them playing great soccer every time one of these tournaments comes.
They are a loud American team. Right? Is that fair to say? Like, they are, and they have been that way for 20-plus years, and they're good. Like, they're probably going to win this thing again. They're up early against the French. And France's development in soccer, both with men's and women's, is as good as any. I mean, this might be the last hurrah, because France is, I know they won, like, the youth tournaments and all that stuff, and they've got an incredible depth, terrific system. Certainly right now, France is, they're the reigning World Cup champs in men, and there's no reason to believe that pipeline. France is, like, Germany always had strong defensive tactics and reevaluated kind of what they did in terms of development-wise after they crashed out of the 2000 Euro. And they've been pretty good ever since, but they were awful in 2018 at the World Cup, and France emerged as, and they, of course, were my pick before the tournament started. And what I've been led to believe by people that know in soccer is they say that the French women are on the precipice of becoming of that caliber shortly, but the Americans are still the queens in that sport and consistently are there all the time. Canada, we're kind of a 7 through 10 country. I don't know if we're ever going to have enough athletes in that area where we're going to, because, you know, a lot of our best female athletes play hockey. Right? That's just, it's a byproduct of it. And, you know, we got, 36 million, and the U.S. has got like 330 million. So, all righty. Again, you can text us at 630-630. So here's the question. So we know the, right, basically right now, the Edmonton Oilers are sitting at, you know, depending upon who you talk to, and if you factor in GJR Kara making, you know, somewhere around $1.5 million bucks on maybe a shorter term deal. Edmonton's got about $8 million worth of cap space to play with. So they've got four spots. They need a backup goaltender, they need a top nine winger, and they need a couple support wingers. Some would say they need a third line center. That's probably true. So what do you do? And the question I have for everybody out there is, do you create more space by deploying a buyout? Some would say maybe you look at buying out Matt Benning at one-third. Here's the problem. I mean, to me, Matt Benning was a pretty effective third-pairing defenseman. It's kind of being paid what he should be being paid in that range. He's been a plus player every year the last 3 years that he's been with the Oilers. His 5-on-5 scoring relative to his minutes played, decent. He's a smart player. He's a serviceable number five defenseman because he's a right shot. Andre Sekera, he's been injured. It's taken, you know, the quickness away from him over the course of the last couple of years. It's been tough to gauge him, but he's very popular. But when you have Klefbom and Nurse as your top two left shot defensemen, if you're going to play Andre Sekera as your third pairing D-man, can you afford to do so at $5.5 million? And here's part of the thing. Like, people say, well, the Oilers, so the hardcore analytics guys out there will sit there and say, well, there's no way they can buy anybody out. They got, you know. But I got news for you. Some of those guys that are doing that, they might come to games once or twice a year. Okay? The Oilers are in a business, and they're in the business of winning. And you've also got to give your players the belief that you've improved the team as well. So we all know they need another goaltender. That's a given. They're going to spend some of the money on a 1B goaltender. Who that ends up being, Mike Smith, Peter Mrazek, whoever it's going to be, it's going to be. We assume they have enough money for a $3 million-ish top nine wing. They need either a third line center or some more help in the top nine nonetheless. So do you look at going down the path of deploying a buyout, especially knowing that we're going to have the increase in the cap in 2021, or do you not? What would you do in that situation? Put your GM's hats on right now. Text us on our Heartland 4 text line at 630-630. Brendan Escott, the floor. Are you done eating?
Absolutely.
Okay, the floor is yours. Go for it.
Well, here's the thing, is we know that there's not much relief on the cap in buying out Lucic, and as one of few vocal veteran leaders on this team, I think he provides too much to look at buying him out right. And getting nothing in return. That's where I stand on that. And then you look at Sekera. Well, he makes the most more money than Chris Russell does, for example, who was the other guy that I would look at buying out. But Sekera really calmed down the defensive core and solidified it. Now, obviously, you don't want your number five or six D-man getting north of $5 million a year. So to me, he's the most likely. I want to ask you, though. I mean, I understand that there's some urgency because they're going to have to clear up some space to sign guys. But how likely is it that one of these young D prospects just simply wins a job in training camp?
Well, that could happen. I mean, that's the other thing. They have players to come in and take the place on D. Like, you have to think that two of the following three defensemen are on the team. Caleb Jones, William Lagesson, Joel Pearson. Two of those three guys. All three of those players will be $1 million or less on the cap next year. Okay? So two of those three are going to be on the team. So can you play, like, here's the thing. Like, hypothetically, if you were to buy out Sekera, okay, 2.5, 2.5, 1.5, 1.5. That would be the cost in the 4 years. So 2.5, let's say you add $1 million to replace him on D. Now you're up to 3.5. That means you have $2 million more to spend on a forward. And that's the difference between a fourth liner and a third liner. So, I kind of like to know what people think. You can reach us on the River Cree Resort Casino Hotline. Because there's some guys out there that say, there's absolutely no way you can do any more buyouts. You can't be carrying. There's really good teams that are carrying money for. And so Graba comes off the books next year. We're still stuck with Pouliot for, what, two more years at 1.3? Two more years for Pouliot at 1.3. It's a debate. It's a discussion. And you wonder whether or not they're having that internal discussion right now at Oilers HQ. So fire away. We'll open up the phone lines briefly here. Bob, buyout RNH. Are you kidding me?
Brilliant.
Yeah, that's some guy that must hate Edmonton's third best forward up front. You can text us at 630-630, tweet us at Oilers Now, email us OilersNow, 630chat.com. Bob, do not buy out Milan Lucic. McDavid and others will have targets on the back. I don't see Lucic as the buyout. It's just, it doesn't benefit you. Team Dean says, Bob, wouldn't it be better to trade Sekera to a team that needs to reach the cap floor, like, say, Ottawa, and eat half the salary? Then you aren't on the hook for the contract over 4 years, and it costs the team less in actual dollars. So 2.75, 2.75, that's 5.5 instead of, yeah. That, you know, you would be correct. I mean, I think that there's the factor of limited, no move, et cetera. John says, Bob, buyouts for the Oilers would demonstrate more a lack of imagination than anything else. Outside of high-end players, there is no one in free agency worth getting excited over. Solutions should be found via trade or bargain UFA, not another idiotic buyout clogging the cap sheet. From John. Again, this is a discussion. To me, there's more than one perspective. Biff says, how the hell is Andre Sekera a 5-6 defenseman? He's at worst number three. With all due respect, Biff, what I saw in the final 26 games last year was not a top four NHL defenseman. Sorry, man. No question, before he got hurt twice, before he blew his ACL and then tore his Achilles, he was no worse than the Oilers' second best defenseman during the course of the playoff run in 2016-17. But that's 2 years removed. So, all right, we'll open up the phone lines, find out what people think. We're going to go to Chris from Scottsdale in line number one. How you doing, Chris?
Pretty good. Hey, instead of doing some buyouts, why don't we try to trade Chris Russell retaining $1 million salary? He's more than worth a $3 million cap hit to a team, and that opens up another $3 million for us. Because what we're going to run into here, and there's rumors out there that Trouba is going to be signing a $7 to $8 million long-term contract, which is going to open up Pandora's box for us, because Nurse, other than yeah. Darnell Nurse, is a highly comparable D-man to Trouba. So all the Twitter guys that don't want to pay Darnell $4 million on a long-term deal are going to be kicking themselves in the butt when we have to sign this guy to $7 million.
Yeah,
because Darnell Nurse at between four and five million on, say, a 4 or 5 year term is going to be a lot better than us having to fork out over $7 million. And then also, if we have to buy somebody out, Sam Gagner looks like he's a pretty good target, because he's going to save us, what, $2.1 million, somewhere around there, for the next couple years.
Thanks a lot, Chris. Take care. It sounds like you're getting another caller. 780-496-0063. Let's go to Alex from I think he's in Penticton here online. What is going on with this? Brennan, you might have to. Oh, there we go. I got Alex now. Alex, how are you?
Really good, Bob. How are you?
Good.
Love your show as always.
Thanks.
Well, I know what I think I'd do. I would try to go over a cap trouble team who's got a forward, a centerman, or a winger that's around $5 million, who can put up 40 to 60 points or whatever. I know maybe 60 would be a hard reach, but say 50. And then you trade Chris Russell to that team. So, in effect, you're getting rid of $4 million off the books, and you're taking a scoring winger or centerman for $1 million.
All right. Yeah, and so you got to find that team, and the team's got to be light on defense.
Exactly. And if you got to throw in, I don't know if you want to throw a second rounder or a third rounder or a prospect. But
I don't think the general manager, Alex, is big on trading picks, I got
to
tell you.
I don't think he wants to either. But here's the other thing I think, that everyone agrees that the cap problem is going to be a lot more better next year than it is this year. It's going to take a couple of years for this team to wiggle out of the big problem here. And I just don't. I hope Holland doesn't go for the big reach like our former previous general manager did, and have regret some moves just because, hey, if you have to suffer this year, so be it.
All right. Thanks, Alex. 780. In Penticton. 780-496-0063. I would say that maybe some people, and with all due respect, Alex, maybe you come in at 20 games a year. I think the people that are in Rogers' place 20 games a year, they want the product to improve too. And the easiest way to improve the product is to get better players.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
We're going to step out for 1 minute. It is 1:19 at Edmonton, and this is Oilers Now.
This is Oilers Now with Bob Stauffer on Oilers Radio, 630 CHED.
It's 1:23 in Edmonton. Welcome back, everybody. Oilers Now. Let's go back to our Heartland Ford text line at 630. Here is Derek on line two, and he's saying big trades need to happen. Why is that, Derek?
Hi.
Yeah, hi.
Hey,
how are
Bob,
you?
How are you doing, bud?
Good.
Hey, I just wanted to run this by you, and then I'll let you go because I'm actually going to bottle people here. But I ran this by my buddy, and just whatever, just
all right.
Maybe some players are despondent or whatever. But would you do this? And let's say, maybe it's not a good one for the Oilers, but maybe for the Toronto Maple Leaf fans of this world, for Toronto to go for it all. Let's say for the hockey team now, the way the Raptors did it. How about something like Mitch Marner, Morgan Rielly, and prospect for Connor McDavid?
All right, Derek, enjoy the bottle depot. Let's go to line number two. So first, when he opens up by saying it's not a good deal for Edmonton, wow. You know, the first hint for me was when he admitted Friday afternoon at 1:24 that he was going to the bottle depot. Let's go. Just having fun with you, Derek. Come on, man. Let's go to Doug on line number two. Doug, you got to be better than that, don't you?
God almighty, Bob. I hope I'm not worse. Listen, I know we're up against the clock. We'll be quick. I heard you talking the other day with Berkey, and I guess it was Sears Gordon. I didn't catch all of it as far as how the cap works, but yeah, in my simplistic thinking, I'm sorry I think that way, but if the cap is, say, 81.5,
yes,
whatever the number is, I don't care what it is, for your seven Canadian teams, can you not simply say, because of the difference in the dollar, that our cap could be 83.5, and it could be a floating cap year to year? I mean, that's too simple, I know, but would that not typically work or not?
Well, that's a whole other conversation. Brian basically said the seven Canadian teams on and off have alternated. And so basically the way the cap works is the top 11 teams contribute to revenue sharing. Okay. And I think since, if my numbers are correct, since 2005-06, Edmonton has contributed in at least 12 seasons since then.
And that's okay.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, and actually it might be 11 of 14. No, because I'd have to add it up. Anyways, bottom line is this. And the Canadian dollar, like the last year at Rexall Place, I don't believe the Oilers contributed, and that's when we saw the big drop in the Canadian dollar as well.
Right.
Right? Obviously, right. The first 3 years in Rogers Place, the building, you know, the Oilers would be contributors. So you're saying the Canadian teams, because of the Canadian dollar, should actually have a higher cap than the American teams?
Well, I mean, just because of the difference of a dollar, and that can flow from year to year. It might be a million difference or 1.5 million or whatever the number is. It might drop below a million. I don't know. It can float just because we're fighting a tough battle here with the Canadian buck. Let's face it. We're never going to be on par with this, so I shouldn't say never, but you know what I mean. We're typically...
Well, I mean, the other thing is, like, states like Texas and Florida that have huge tax advantages over...
Yeah, absolutely.
Right? Over a province like Quebec.
Yeah, for sure.
Right?
For sure.
There you go. Thanks, Doug.
All right, then. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. 780-496-0063, our River Cree Resort Casino Hotline. So he said he wanted Connor McDavid for Mitch Marner, Morgan Rielly, and a number one. That's what the guy going to the Bottle Depot suggested. Okay. And again, this text comes in from Epstein's mother. I'm going to go to... Topher, you for once have a good text. Bob, making fun of a fella who's showing great concern for the environment and recycling, that's an all-time low for Bob. Low for you, Bob, even for you. Yes, and it had nothing whatsoever to do with a Morgan Rielly, Mitch Marner trade for Connor McDavid. So let's say Mitch Marner gets $10 million. Okay? So that's over $15 million for those two players, and the owners have Connor McDavid at 12.5. Let's go to Nick on line 4. Nick, you have a concern about goaltending?
Yeah, I was just going to say, Bob, you might have to throw in Evan Bouchard on that move just to make it easier. Question, by next Friday, who's our second goalie, do you think? And my second question would be, do you think the Oilers don't end up using a buyout this summer, just like, say, Gagne or Sakara, for instance, in case they have to use it on Mikko Koskinen?
I don't think they're worried at this stage about Koskinen on the buyout. I'm serious about that.
Okay.
I don't know what they're going to do. I think they're probably, we're going to know by tomorrow because they got to activate the waivers through to buy the player out for, what's the 30th? The 30th is Sunday. So they'd have to have everything in place by tomorrow. I don't know if they're going to buy somebody out or not. There's some people out there that are absolutely no way they should look at buying anybody else out. And then there's other guys saying absolutely 100% they should be looking at deploying a buyout to add some more space for the window. So there we go.
Okay. So,
and as for the goaltender, I don't have a hot clue. Obviously we know they're in on Brett Connolly.
Yeah.
I wonder whether or not they would look at Corey Perry, frankly, on a one-year deal, like a short deal. I would have time for Marcus Granlund. Okay. I personally don't believe they're heavy in on Brian Boyle, as some others have suggested. They have been on Brian Boyle in the past. But
they were talking about a trade for Mrazek there.
And he makes a lot of sense. Yeah.
What happened with Mrazek in Detroit when Holland was there?
Well, they had to move him. Because
he just moved them.
He had Jimmy Howard. He couldn't spend whatever he was going to spend on the two goalies. I got to get to break here, Nick. Thanks for the call. It is 1:29 in Edmonton. Off to a Global News weather traffic update with Eileen Bell.
Oilers Now with Bob Stauffer. Weekdays at noon on Oilers Radio 630 CHED.